Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Detective Bebop Robomogo Travelogue, September 3rd, 2021. In Podcast Planet Time. In Bebop Time. Infinity plus 20. That makes sense. Total sense. It's advanced robot math you wouldn't understand. Anyway, last time I logged in, I was confronted with a crowd of Jonathans. What is the name for a group of Jonathans anyway? I know you call a group of lions a pride, or a bunch of wolves a pack, but what's the word for Jonathans? It can't be anything cool like pride or pack. Maybe a sticky band-aid of Jonathans? A wet paper bag of Jonathans? An old half-eaten packet of applesauce of Jonathans? That's a little too long. Oh, I got it. Perfect. Okay. Commence detective log. Detective Bebop Robomogo Travelogue, September 3rd, 2021. There I was, in front of a sock drawer of Jonathan's. Too many to count. I wasn't sure what to do. Surely, if I entered the sock drawer, the Jonathans there would instantly recognize me. Would they attack? Would they start telling me a story about when they were in high school? Or would they hand me a microphone and make me do all the work on their podcast? All three options seemed too dangerous. The question I had, though, was why? Why were there so many Jonathans here, in this strange little world? It was gray and beige and dark, and the only light seemed to come off the pale reflections of the many bald spots of the many Jonathan heads. But that gave me the idea. That light had to be coming from somewhere. Jonathan, as strange as he is, does not actually generate light out of the top of his head. If the light was shining from above and reflecting off the bald spots, then what was making that light? I was hiding behind a rock, but beneath me it wasn't dirt or grass. It was a cold floor, and the air was stale, like we were inside, not outside. So that light reflecting off so many Jonathan heads, like disco balls that had seen better days, it must have been coming from a ceiling. If I had to guess, I had found the Jonathans in their natural environment. I was in a basement of Jonathans. I knew I had to find a door out, but I was still too nervous to make my way into that crowd. I mean, sock drawer of Jonathans. So I took out my finger laser. Yes, I have a finger laser. Haven't I told you about that before? No. Well, there are many things you don't know about your old friend Bebop. And maybe someday I'll tell you about my toe laser. Oops, I think I just did. Anyway, forget that. Back to the story. I took out my finger laser and I beamed a red, harmless laser onto the scalp of the nearest Jonathan. It reflected up and I could see that it pierced the gloom of the basement and a red dot appeared on a ceiling about 12 feet above. A Jonathan took notice too and stopped to stare at the red dot. Another Jonathan noticed the first Jonathan and looked upward as well, and then another and another, until soon an even dozen of Jonathans, like so many cats, were distracted by the red dot on the ceiling. And they began to close in on each other, and it was then that I found the first true use for a Jonathan. The light reflected off of all those heads focused and formed a solitary beam, strong enough to actually light up the area around them. I could see we were in some sort of storage facility, like a warehouse or a sock drawer. There were steel beams above us, and the floor was actually bare concrete. The rock I hid behind was actually some sort of trash bin. I didn't want to think about what was in there. I angled my laser slightly, and the dot on the ceiling moved, and with it, the throng of Jonathans. I had to use my keen sense of geometry to play all of the angles, bouncing my laser off four or five bald spots at once, so the Jonathans would follow the red dot until they finally ran straight into a wall. It was funny. I felt a little bit bad about that, the way they all crashed into the wall, but it couldn't be helped, and it was pretty amusing. Then I led them along the wall until I saw it, a door about 30 feet from me, with approximately 25 Jonathans between me and it. It was then that I had to deploy all of my tricks to clear the way of Jonathans. I could rely on the dozen Jonathans, drawn to the laser like cats, to stand there in confusion once the laser went away, but I would need other ways to move the other Jonathans. Luckily, I had a single, dusty, old Sour Patch Kid stuck to my foot, left over from one of Jonathan's late-night binges. I rolled it out from behind the bin into a far corner.
"Blue raspberry!"
shouted a Jonathan, and a sock drawer of Jonathan's leapt at the candy. So far, so good. I slipped into another corner of the room and whispered, "Hey, does anyone have any podcast recommendations for kids?"
"Ooh, I have one!"
shouted a full 35 Jonathans as they started to tell each other about Finn Caspian. That was my chance. I dashed through a narrow opening, a tunnel through distracted Jonathans, toward the door on the other side. One Jonathan reached out to me, grabbing at my ankle, shouting,
"Can you make my podcast interesting? You're better than I am!"
But I freed my leg, grabbed the door handle, slipped through, and shut it behind me. It took a moment for me to understand where I was. I was now in some sort of office, if you can believe it. There were desks and cubicles and chairs with little wheels under them. And on the far wall was a giant painting of none other than Baron von Messingham. I was at Messingham HQ, the headquarters. Apparently, Messingham had upgraded from castle to office environment.
"Hello,"
I heard a voice behind me. I nearly jumped to the ceiling. I turned around. There, smiling down at me, was a Jonathan clone. He must have slipped through behind me without my noticing.
"Hi, and welcome to the Alien Adventures of Finn..."
"No," I said. "We are not in your podcast right now."
"If you remember what happened in last week's episode..."
"No," I shouted. "This is my show."
"Oh, this isn't my podcast?"
said Jonathan.
"What's that little recorder thing you have there, then?"
"It's for my detective log."
"Can I record a podcast on it?"
"No," I said.
"Can I sing a song on it?"
"Absolutely not," I said. "Now will you be quiet? I don't know who or what is in here."
Well, can I be your sidekick then?"
said the clone. "Oh, yeah," I said. "That's a great idea. Finally, Jonathan is officially my sidekick."
"Great. I'm really good at recording things."
"Hey, give me back my recorder."
"What does this button do?"
"Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.